Hello everyone, this is Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com. Welcome to the first volume of the AVN Awards 2019 podcast series, a little podcast I do every year where we break down the AVN Awards, go over each category, talk a little bit about the nominees. We did one last week where we went over the fan voting. You can check that out on the podcast page. Also, we did a video to go along with it. Make sure and go out and vote for your favorites. They would certainly appreciate it. Those of you that have been with this podcast series for a few years already know this, but we'll go over a few basic things. I've been an adult critic for 25 years now. I've been voting in the AVN Awards for over 10. I consider it a great honor. It's a lot of work. People spend a lot of time making sure this gets done properly. I do take it seriously, but we also have a lot of fun with it. I think it's pretty great. We'll try and keep the podcast to around 10 to 15 minutes so you can listen to them at your convenience. I do love feedback, whether that comes in the form of email, Rog at RogReviews.com. You can also find me on Facebook, Twitter, at Roger T. Pipe. If you happen to be watching this on YouTube, hey, like and subscribe. I love that. Feedback is always welcome. Do ask that we kind of try and keep this a little bit positive. As I go over the nominees, I will mention a few people that I think may have been left off. But generally speaking, I want to keep it positive because being nominated is pretty awesome for these performers. And not going to criticize those who made the list, as it were. If you want to follow along, if you go to avn.com/awards, you can go down. And we're going to go in order pretty much. We'll save the big ones for last, obviously. So the nominees. We start, as always, with the All-Girl Performer of the Year. And Ayumi Anime, Selena Blair, Jaden Cole, Val Dodds, Darcy Dolce, Kendra James, Shyla Jennings, Georgia Jones, Ivy Jones, Melania May, Mindy Mink, Princess, Sabrina Rouge. Rouge or Rogue? Interesting. Scarlet Sage, Jenna Sativa, and Charlotte Stokely. What I find interesting is how many there are. I started reviewing, and there were performers that only performed in all-girl scenes were very rare. Janine and Felicia are the ones that come to mind, obviously. Now there are enough for a 15-woman field of all-girl performers. It's not my favorite genre. I watch a lot of it because there's a lot of it out there. This is interesting. Now, again, those who don't know, the AVN ballot is a weighted ballot. So whoever I put first on my ballot is going to get the first place points, and we go on down. So it does matter deeper into your ballot how you rank these people. And that's part of the reason it takes so long and I take it so seriously. And I'm not alone. Everybody who votes in this, as far as I know, takes it really seriously. And for that reason, this feels like too many performers. 15 feels like too many. And I know why. You don't want to leave people out. And who would I leave off? That's obviously the good question. But there's some impressive people here. Charlotte Stokely is a great performer, and she's a really good actress, has been doing really good stuff for 2 years. Princess has been doing this stuff with Girlfriends for 10 years plus. She's always great. Shyla Jennings, same thing. I've only seen a few from Ayumi Anime. She's really cute. I remember she was in a Adam and Eve movie that I reviewed. I just did a solo on a girl, and she's really, really cute. I like her a lot. It's hard to go against someone like Shyla or Princess. Mindy Mink is also really attractive. So I'm hoping to get some guests on. What I'd like to do maybe is to get a critic who really loves the genre and talk about who their favorites are. You know, I'm watching a lot of Girlfriend stuff, obviously, right now, a lot of Girls Way, a lot of the nominated stuff to see these performers at their best. I believe the next one is a new category, Best Action / Thriller, which is kind of cool. Features have kind of fallen off in recent years, so we definitely have fewer of them, but it seems like there's a lot more action thriller types. Cartel Sex from Kelly Madison, The Coven Wives from Sweetheart, Criminal Passion from Babes, The Curse XXX from Adam and Eve, Dark Obsession, Digital Playground, Fantasy Factory, Wasteland from Girlfriends, Fly Girls from Digital Playground, Girls with Guns, Digital Playground, The Matchmaker, Kelly Madison, Nevermore, Digital Playground, One Step Ahead, Wicked, The Possession of Mrs. Hyde, Wicked, The Puppeteer, Sweet Sinner, Squirt Woman, Wasteland from Elegant Angel, and Undercover from Mark Dorcel. Lots of Digital Playground stuff on this. I only get their stuff at year end, so I'm kind of catching up on that. The ones I've already seen, The Coven Wives was really good. Really, really well acted movie. I really enjoyed that one. The Curse Triple X, honestly, is one of the best features I saw all year. So those two stand out right away. I'm in the middle right now of The Possession of Mrs. Hyde from Wicked. Somehow I missed that during the year. Also really good. And then we'll kind of see about the rest. But when I saw The Cursed, it was really tough to not notice how well-made it was. And it's really good. I think that one's got a real shot. We'll have to kind of see the rest. And obviously, it's early in the voting season, so I haven't seen... There's a number that I haven't seen. And it's always nice at the end of the year to kind of get stuff that I haven't been getting all year, because I don't get every movie from every company, obviously. Okay, so best actor in a feature, Brad Armstrong from The Cursed. He was fantastic. Brad's a great actor. It was kind of cool to see him in this role because he wasn't directing as well. So that was cool. Johnny Castle in The Finisher. Xander Corvus, Xander's World Tour. Xander was really good in that role. It was really impressive. Danny D in Nevermore. James Dean, Starfucked. I really liked the movie, Starfucked. James Dean kind of seemed like he was being James Dean to be in that movie. Ryan Driller, Seduction of Heidi. Robbie Echo in Hand Solo. Seth Gamble, Deadpool Triple X. Seth was super funny and has to act in a mask. So that was a tough one. Not sure he's as good as some of the others, but he was perfect for that role. Small Hands in Trailer Park Taboo. Steve Holmes in Dirty Grandpa. Again, isn't that just kind of Steve being Steve? Ryan McClain in Cursed. Derek Pierce, Second First Date. Logan Pierce, Love in the Digital Age. That was a really good movie. A really nice performance as well. Tommy Pistol in Anne, a Taboo parody. Tommy is one of the best actors in the business. Maybe one of the best ever. And then Michael Vegas, How I Fucked Your Mother, a Triple X parody. So there's some funny roles in here and some serious ones. The ones I've seen I really liked. Brad was really good. Logan was really good. That one's maybe a little understated. It's not super funny or super deep. But honestly, Seth was really good in Deadpool. It's just, you know, are you going to give it to somebody who was in a mask the whole time and delivering one-liners? They've also got a Best Actor featurette. So this is interesting. Since there are fewer features, some of the best acting performances are going to be in small, shorter, one- or two-scene little featurettes. So that's nice to see. Dick Chibble... I'll just go over some of these. Xander Corvus, again, he did The Jerk with a Johnson, which is another Deadpool. Charles Dara and The Sting from Pure Taboo. Marcus Dupree, who's Becky. Robbie Echo, The Deflowering. A lot of the same actors you'll notice. Seth Gamble, Brad Knight, Tyler Knight, Tyler Nixon, Derek Pierce, Logan Pierce, Tommy Pistol, again, in The Weight of Infidelity. Donnie Rock, Michael Vegas, and Chad White. Now, I haven't seen a lot of these. Because it's from a lot of companies that I don't get their material. In fact, most of it's Pure Taboo. Charles Darrow's from Pure Taboo, Robbie Echo from Pure Taboo, Seth Gamble, Brad Knight, Tyler Knight, Derek Pierce, Logan Pierce, Tommy Pistol, Donnie Rock, Michael, I'm reading the names over again. But all of those are Pure Taboo. It's almost all Pure Taboo scenes. I've seen some of them. The one that I saw, The Weight of Infidelity, Tommy Pistol was excellent. So was Angela White, and so was Carla Lane. That was one of the most intense viewing experiences I had all year. It was really well done and beautiful. And we're going to talk a lot about the rise of Taboo and Focest. We've been talking about that for 2 years, but it's really evident here. And Pure Taboo is one of the companies doing a lot of that. That wasn't the case in this. It was a different kind of Taboo. Excellent work by Tommy in that one. I'd be surprised if he doesn't win. Best actress in a feature, Brittany Amber in Naked, Mercedes Carrera, Second First Date, Adriana Chechik in Star Wars, The Last Temptation, Jessica Drake, Fallen 2, Kimmy Granger, Poon Rider, Eliza Jane, Anne, a Taboo parody, Aaliyah Love, Too Little Too Late, Avi Love, Possession of Mrs. Hyde, Abigail Mack, Fantasy Factory from Wastelands, or Fantasy Factory Wastelands, Gia Page, Love in the Digital Age, Kenzie Reeves, A Trailer Park Taboo, Kristen Scott, Cam Girl, India Summer, Flawless, Mona Wales, Insomnia, and Whitney Wright, Cursed. Kristen Scott in Cam Girls was really good. It's a good movie, and her performance was outstanding. It really needs to be noted. Gia Page was great in Love in the Digital Age. Again, it's a little understated, but it's so well done. I really, really liked it. Again, I'm in the middle of Possession of Mrs. Hyde. Avi Love is great. That's a really excellent feature, by the way. Guys, if you get a chance to see it, check it out. Mercedes Carrera was really good in Second First Date. Jessica Drake, who I consider to be the best actress in the history of adult films, was fantastic in Fallen 2. I think I've probably said it every year we've done one of these podcasts. She should probably win. She should probably just win every year. And she's going to be at or near the top of my ballot. But from the ones I've seen so far, you also have to take a serious look at Avi Love, at Gia Page. And I'm serious. Kristen Scott was fantastic in Cam Girl. It was a great script and beautifully acted. So I would like to see her get a lot of recognition for that. Best actress in a featurette, Brooklyn Chase in The Deal from All Her Love, Chloe Cherry, Blind Surprise, Carly Gray, The Electra Complex, Elena Koschka, The Allowance, Carla Lane, The Weight of Infidelity, Gia Page, The Jealous Brother, Piper Perry, Fuck Me First, Daddy, that's pretty on the nose, Jessa Rhodes, Red Maiden, a XXX parody, Aubrey St. Clair from The Rental, India Summer, A Mother's Choice, Gina Valentina, Don't Talk to Strangers, Tiffany Watson, Right to Refuse, Angela White, Who's Becky, Ivy Wolf, Sugar, and Whitney Rice, The Governess. Again, we've got, quick, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Isn't that great? I'm listing names, now I'm counting. I've gone to the Black Eyed Peas School of Podcasting. 10 of the nominees from Pure Taboo. So clearly, this is their year. They're dominating the awards so far. Have not seen a lot of these. Again, I'm going through a lot of the Pure Taboo stuff. The Angela White, Carla Lane, Tommy Pistol performances in The Weight of Infidelity. Carla was really good. Absolutely outstanding. She's up against some pretty great actresses. India Summer's in here. Angela White, of course. But she was great. And that's the one of three that I've seen so far. And hers was the best. So check that out. It's very interesting. It's sometimes hard to watch. But overall, really excellent. All right. We are at 10 minutes. 12 minutes, actually. Okay, so we'll do one more. You know what? We're going to stop it here. Because now we get into some of the best all-girl categories. So we're going to hold it off. So thank you guys for listening to Volume 1. I'm actually recording this away from home, so hopefully it sounds all right. Again, I love your feedback. Drop me an email, Raj@RajReviews.com. Hit me up on Twitter, Roger T. Pipe. If you are watching this on YouTube, like and subscribe. If you would like to sponsor podcasts, that would be fantastic. I've got 4 spots open. They're like $150, and you get the whole run of podcasts for a year. And as always, half of the money goes to Walk for the Cure for Alzheimer's that I'm going to do coming up here pretty soon. In honor of my mom, who's still with us, those of you who have been listening for a couple years, it's an adventure every day. Thanks for listening. Thank you for Avian for letting me do this. If you've got any comments, anything you want to hear in these, maybe a category you want me to cover a little more intensely, let me know. I'm also looking for some guest podcasters. We can come in and talk about it. If you're in the industry, if you're a fan, you want to just sit in on one of these, I'd love the company. And that's it, man. Thank you guys for listening. Have a great day.